Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. It's 2 p.m. and that means it's time for another edition of Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you folk and roots music for the next 2 hours. I hope you'll stay tuned. We'll begin the show today with one from Lily Steele. This one, The Cuckoo, is from a 1958 album of banjo tunes recorded by Steele's husband, Pete. The couple lived in Hamilton, Ohio, though they were both originally from Kentucky and often performed music they learned as children. The Cuckoo is a traditional English folk song also popular in the United States, Canada, Scotland, and Ireland. This is a fragment of the song, which was the first song Steele remembered learning. Her father sang it to her as a lullaby.
Ah, cuckoo is a pretty bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us no tidings, nor she tells us no lies. She rises in the morning with the dew on her breast. She sucks the sweet flowers to make her voice clear.
Pretty bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers to make her voice clear. And she never sings cuckoo till spring of the
thank you. Thank you.
we just heard three different versions of The Cuckoo Bird, that last one by Martin Simpson and Woo Man. Simpson is an English folk musician who began playing professionally in 1970 and has collaborated with artists including June Tabor and Dom Flemons. Woo Man is a Chinese musician who plays the pipa, a stringed instrument sometimes called the Chinese lute. She's a member of the Kronos Quartet and has premiered works by composers including Philip Glass and Terry Riley. That one's off their 1996 album, Music for the Motherless Child. The album was recorded in a single session, and the two artists only met for the first time on that day. Before that, we heard Judy Mahon with The Cuckoo. She's a musician from the Midwest who studied music at the University of Kansas and later hitchhiked to New York City to take part in the Greenwich Village folk scene of the 1960s. There, musician Dave Van Ronk introduced her to the Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer, with which she accompanied herself on her recordings. That's from her 1968 album, Folk Songs of Old Air. And to kick off the show, we heard Lily Steele with her version of The Cuckoo. We'll hear one now from David Campbell. He's a Guyanese-Canadian musician based in Vancouver who began playing professionally in the 1960s. This one, Skies of Scotland, is from his 1972 album, Sunwheel. The liner notes for the song state, "To me, the mountains and lochs of Scotland can help you to renew yourself after the battering of city life."
From the breeze I look down to the distant valley, watch the big plain ghosting outward to the sea. Once I used to be a man of constant motion, an ocean was too deep or wide for me. So rise up to the skies of Scotland and leave me. Big plain, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. For the roving urge is fading on me slowly. Distant cities hardly call me anymore. For the mountain green and shining lochside silver is a stone's throw down the highway past my door. So rise up to the skies of Scotland and leave me. Big plain, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Not a girl at every airport waiting for me. Had a borrowed home down every road I'd go. But a thousand goodbyes in the early morning, when all was done, was all I had to show. And the ones who say they are my friends might leave me when they find the road I walk is not their own. But these timeless mountains rising all around me, my friends will be, though I might walk alone. So rise up to the skies of Scotland and leave me. Big plain, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
have climbed highest mountains, run through the fields only to be with you. I have run and crawled, scaled these city walls only to be with you. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I've kissed honey lips, felt the healing fingertips burn like fire. Tongue of angels, held the hand of a devil. It was warm in the night. I was cold as a stone. I still
pajarito, pajarito.
We just heard Jose Gonzalez with Pajarito. He's an Argentinian-Swedish musician who's been playing professionally since the early 2000s. That's a single from his forthcoming album, Against the Dying of the Light, which comes out in March. He states that the song is about growing up, learning things, and eventually becoming independent. Before that, we heard Iron and Wine and Ben Bridwell with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Iron and Wine is the stage name of Sam Beam, a singer-songwriter from South Carolina. Bridwell is an American musician best known as the lead singer of Band of Horses. That's off their EP of covers called Making Good Time, which they released in September. It's a song by U2, first released on their 1987 album, The Joshua Tree. And before that, we heard David Campbell with Skies of Scotland. Here's one now from Floyd Red Crow Westerman. He was a Sisseton, Dakota musician, actor, and activist who collaborated with artists including Jackson Browne, Harry Belafonte, and Joni Mitchell. This one, Wounded Knee, is from his 1993 album, The Land Is Your Mother. Westerman was involved in the 1973 occupation of Wounded Knee, South Dakota, which members of the Oglala Lakota and the American Indian Movement undertook as a protest against tribal president Richard Wilson and against the U.S. government, which had failed to respect its treaties with Native American people.
Chicago, one cold December day, relocation, extermination.
My soul is in the mountains, my heart is in the land. I'm lost here in the city, there's so much that I don't understand. And there's quiet desperation coming over me, coming over me. I've gotta leave, I can't stay another day. There's an emptiness inside of me, I can't bear the loneliness out here. There's another place I've gotta be, place I've got to be. I long for you, Dakota, smell of sweet grass on the plain. I see too much meanness
and I feel too much pain. If there's quiet desperation coming over me, coming over me, I've gotta leave, I can't stay another day. There's an emptiness inside of me, I can't bear the loneliness out here. There's another place I've gotta be, another place I've gotta be.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Famine days drove us here off the land they tried to clear. Now they drive you from the cities to make way for all the yuppies. They stood back and didn't act. Those in power should have been sacked. Decimate the inner cities, move them out, bring in the wealthy. Hey, little baby, I wanna take you from here. I wanna take you away from here. Hey, little baby, I don't wanna see. There was tabs, there was pain and needle jabs, and the ghosts of overdoses replaced the ghosts of tuberculosis. There was dust and there was liquid you could buy for just a few quid and escape out of the jungle to return and crawl and stumble. Hey, little baby, I wanna take you from here. I wanna take you away from here. Hey, so hard to find your way back.
Now I walk along these streets. All the ghosts, they walk their beats. Up to flats and into stairwells, where they lie in heroin hell. Little kids, they walk right through them. I just hope they don't become them.
We just heard Damien Dempsey with Ghosts of Overdoses. He's an Irish musician who's been playing since the mid-1990s, and that one's from his 2003 album, Seize the Day. Before that, we heard Christy Moore with Quiet Desperation. He's an Irish folk musician who's known as a founding member of the band Planxty, as well as a solo artist. He's been performing since 1969, and that one's off his album, Live in Dublin, 2006. The song is by Floyd Red Crow Westerman, who we heard before that with his song Wounded Knee. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Imarhan. They're a Tuareg desert rock band from Algeria that formed in 2006. This one, Ait Manin, is from their new album, Esem, which came out on January 16th. The last stanza of the song translates to, "Today the whole world bears witness to your every action, and it'll be lying in wait for you sometime in the future, whether you're in this world or the next."
So, baby, go to sleepy little baby. All them horses in that line, go to sleepy little baby. Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleepy little baby. Mama went away and she told me to stay and take good care of this baby. Go to sleep, go to sleepy little baby. That's all. You haven't recorded, have you?
Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Go to sleep, little baby. Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Sleep, little baby. Sugar in the tea and the sweet morphine. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. She's long gone with the red shoes on. Gonna need another loving baby.
Sinner from Winnipeg with Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby. That one's off his new album, Everybody Wants to Know How I Die, which came out on December 11th. Before that, we heard Bessie Jones with her version of the song. She was one of the most popular performers of folk music in the 60s and 70s, and is known for spreading African-American folk music to a wider audience in the 20th century. Among other things, Jones worked as a midwife and had a lot of experience caring for babies. She knew that song specifically as a lullaby sung when rocking babies to sleep. The folklorist Alan Lomax made that recording of Jones in Georgia in October of 1959. Before that, we heard Imarhan with Ait Manin. We'll hear one now from Bob Dylan and Dave Van Ronk. This is their version of Fixin' to Die, recorded at the Folklore Center in Greenwich Village, New York City, in January of 1961. The song is by Delta blues musician Booker White, who stopped playing music full-time after getting out of the Navy in the 1940s, but was located by musician John Fahey and producer Ed Denson in 1963, after Dylan included this song on his first album, which led to White resuming a full-time music career and recording several albums.
You got time for another song? Sure. Boy. We already forced everybody out of here. That's why there's no good laughing.
You want to do that?
No, still out of tune.
Fixing to die.
Fixing to die. Okay. Peggy, you know that? That's a Scottish song.
Yeah.
I recorded that song to prove there's no such thing as a Scottish song. It's all a farce. There's no Scotland at all.
Leave, I'm fixing to die.
Hmm. Wow. I'll have to hear that back before I can say anything.
Well, Eileen Orall, that's my darling's name is. For the barony, her features, they were famous. And if we loved her, well, who was there to blame us? Or wasn't she the pride of Petrovar? But her beauty was like to make you shy. Not a living boy could look her in the eye. Boys, oh boys, now there's the reason why we're in love with the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Orr, me heart is turning gray. Ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Orr, there's more fish in the sea, but there's none that's like the pride of Petrovar. Well, it was Friday at the fair at Ballintubber. Eileen met Mugger, ah, the old horse trader, and I like to put me hands upon that robber. He stole away the pride of Petrovar. Well, he never seemed to see her standing there at all, even when she ogled him underneath her shawl. He was big and masterful while she was looking small, most provoking to the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Orr, me heart is turning gray, ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Orr, there's more fish in the sea, but there's none that's like the pride of Petrovar. Well, as it is, and it was in the beginning, Eileen's heart was set upon the winning, and the sea mugger ah, contentedly a-grinning, to be courted by the pride of Petrovar. Says he, I know a girl that would knock in the fits. At this our Eileen nearly lost her wits. The outcome of the whole thing is that now the robber sits with his arms around the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Orr, me heart is turning gray, ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Orr, there's more fish in the sea, but there's none that's like the pride of Petrovar. Well, arm it, boys, the fate is hard to grapple. Of all those girls, well, our Eileen was the apple, and the sea mugger all, a-walking towards the chapel, arm in arm with the pride of Petrovar. Well, all I have is just one thing to say. If you go a-courting and look the other way, if you want them to come after you, just look the other way, for they're most like the pride of Petrovar. Eileen Orr, me heart is turning gray, ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Orr, there's more fish in the sea, but there's none like the pride of Petrovar.
Thank you.
just heard Rosa Lee Hill with Rolled and Tumbled. She was a Mississippi Hill Country blues musician, and her father was Sid Hemp Hill, a renowned fife and drum band leader who taught her to play guitar when she was 6, and by the time she was 10, she was playing local dances with him. That recording was made by Alan Lomax at the home of blues musician Mississippi Fred McDowell in Como, Mississippi, in September of 1959. It's a version of Roll and Tumble Blues, first recorded by Hambone Willie Newburn in 1929. Before that, we heard Ian and Sylvia with Pride of Petrovar. They were a married duo who performed together from 1959 until their divorce in 1975, and each continued their music careers after their divorce. That's from their 1962 self-titled album. It's a piece written by Irish songwriters William Percy French and Houston Collison. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan and Dave Van Ronk with Fixin' to Die. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Pete Seeger, a folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for countless social causes through his music for over 70 years. This one, The Four Generals, was recorded live at Carnegie Music Hall in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in February of 1965. The song refers to the four generals who planned to capture Madrid, Spain, in the first months of the Spanish Civil War, but never did.
Anybody who's heard the records of the wonderful singer Germaine Montero may have heard the old Spanish popular song Los Cuatro Muleteers, I think is how you pronounce it. In 1937, these were the words heard all through Spain. Los Cuatro Generales, Los Cuatro Generales, Los Cuatro Generales, mamita mía, serán alzados, serán alzados. Buena mamita mía, serán arcados, serán arcados. The four insurgent generals, the four insurgent generals, the four insurgent generals, mamita mía, they tried to betray us, they tried to betray us. Next Christmas, holy evening. Next Christmas, holy evening. Next Christmas, holy evening. Mamita mia, they'll all be hanging, they'll all be hanging. Madrid, que bien resistes. Madrid, que bien resistes. Madrid, que bien resistes. Mamita mia, los bombardeos, los bombardeos.